Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? My name is Josh. Before we get into the episode proper, here's some housekeeping for you. Tickets for the live streams, exclusive live streams, are on sale. Go to joshearl.com.au. If you're having trouble, if you want to buy the tickets after the show's already gone out, some people are doing that because they want to wait and see if it's any good. It's always good, believe me. Go to the Stupid Old Studios website, ssopresents.com, I think it is. Otherwise, just type in, Don't You Know Who I Am, Stupid Old Studios. You'll get it. You'll find it. You know how to work the internet. You've downloaded this. You're smart. So this week I have, this is who's doing it with one more yet to be announced because they have not quite 100% confirmed. So it is Reese Nicholson, Fiona O'Loughlin, Zoe Kunzma, and one more person who hopefully if they come through, I'll be very excited about. Otherwise, it's always good. I always have good people. Don't worry about that. Tickets are $10, or you can get the season pass for $50 and still access the previous two. Last week's one was great. Nick Cody, Aaron Chen, Celia Piccola, and Tom Ballard. Very, very, very funny. Enjoy this episode. Thanks everyone who's contributing to the Patreon. Hopefully you're enjoying the top fives. The latest one with Xavier Michaelides is very, very funny. So head over to Patreon and check out the tiers. If you pay $5 or more a month, you'll get a bonus episode a week. Enjoy this episode. And welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and I'm recording this in Melbourne, where we've just been told we're locking down again. Hooray. Hey, if this is your first time to the podcast, welcome. Welcome. What I do, I get four very, very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is, she's from the podcast, Who the Bloody Hell Are We? Please welcome, it's Sonia Diorio. Yay. Oh,
hello.
Yay.
Hi. I thought you were going to mention a weird person that has my same name.
I tried to, and there's no.
You ran out?
There's no other people. We've done them all. I don't. You've been on what, the podcast 7-8 times, and yeah. I reckon yeah.
It is. It's a not very common surname either.
But it's there's some people out there with your name, but I just thought I'd promote your podcast, which sounds like it could be.
Oh, thank you. Also, yeah, thank you for doing that instead.
That's all right, but it sounds like it could be an alternative title for what this show is. Who the bloody hell are we? Don't you know who I am? It's very similar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you do the acronym like WTB?
No, H-A-R, it's a bit confusing. No.
Yeah, great.
But yours works.
Kind of. It says Dickweir or Dykweir as if you do it. Anyway. Also joining us is another return guest to the podcast. A quick Google search finds her referred to as a reformed Fitzbo blogger. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Dee Fidge. Yay.
Yay.
Hey. It says, I don't know if you know that's what it says, that you were a reformed Fitzbo blogger.
I think like 6 years ago I was on Triple J Hack talking about social media and stuff. And so I think that comes up. I'm not really that, but that's okay.
Great.
There are worse things to be described as, I guess, like serial killer or something. So that's fine.
Reformed serial killer.
Reformed serial killer, yeah.
Is that worse though? I don't know.
Is it? No, I don't know. Reformed is good. Reformed anything is good.
Our next guest is a first timer to the podcast. She shares her name with a Nashville entertainer working for Carnival Cruises as well as a Denver book coach. Can you please welcome to the podcast? That's Erin Michelle. Yay.
Yay.
Hey, Erin.
Hey. I'm really jealous of anyone who gets to go on cruise ships because eventually they get to go to Antarctica and it costs like $20,000 to go there as a tourist.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I just did a podcast with Xavier Michaelides where I talked about the country I would most like to go to in the world is Antarctica.
Yeah.
And then listeners have said it's not a country, it's a continent.
Nitpicking.
finally is a man who shares his name with a Sydney legal advisor for BHP and a bull rider. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's Sam Peterson. Yeah.
Oh, woo. Yay. I don't know what's more exciting than that, a bull rider or a BHP lawyer. That's very cool.
I know.
BHP? BHB. What did I say? Which is BHP?
It's BHP.
Billiton. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I wouldn't be good at that because I can't even get the three letters right. Yeah. So probably not my thing.
But I only
stick with bull riding.
Yeah, I only found out about the bull rider just moments before we started the show. I was getting a photo of you for the socials, and when you type in Sam Peterson in the Facebook, Sam Peterson Bull Rider comes up.
Is that the full name? It's a fan page?
It's a fan page, yeah. And it's even spelled Peterson the same as you as well.
I'm going to change my name to that, Sam Peterson Bull Rider.
You should take up bull riding and then have a fight.
Okay.
And then have like a bull ride off.
Yeah, I need to do something in isolation. That's my new thing. Bull
ride. Yeah, that's
riding.
A new hobby.
That's a nice new hobby. Better than sourdough. That's true. Yeah. That's true. All banana right. bread and bull riding.
Yeah. Hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Easy.
Our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you, and you have to tell me who you think wrote it. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Now, I should point out to the listener, Sonia, not really on the social media too much. She's
no.
smart. I wish I was more like Sonia.
I am smart.
So instead
You're
of
so smart, Sonia. Shit,
and... wish I had a life.
Oh, I don't have a life. I'm just also on social media.
Do you want to join my bull riding thing? Because you probably have the time to do that.
I would love to. That's okay. Something I could tweet about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get on Twitter just to tweet about bull riding. Yeah.
Hey, today I died, everyone.
Hot content.
First and only tweet.
Hashtag totally dead.
So instead of Sonia.
It's a great hashtag.
Instead of Sonia, my tweets will be in it. Just so you know, for the listener, it'll be my tweets. So your names, your buzzers, you can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So meaning I can actually get some points here and maybe even win my own game for once.
Doesn't seem fair, but okay.
This is rigged.
It is rigged.
I can't guess, though. It's just you guys getting them wrong. Okay, number one.
Okay.
Question one. Taking inspiration from birds and every few minutes just letting out a big scream.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Deirdre.
You are correct. Yeah, there's a point there for Sam. Yes.
Thank you so much. It's great to be involved. Great to play the game. I'm not going to say that every time I win a point, by the way.
I think you should. I think it'd be really nice.
Great. All right. P.S. It's the bull rider here. Yeah. Okay. That's when you catchphrase.
I like it when one person takes it really seriously and then the rest are not really caring.
Real complacent.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to Sam, you changing your whole Twitter to just bull riding. And then Sonia, you join Twitter to do the perspective of the bull.
Oh, my God. Aaron, you're a genius.
Done with it. Right. And Sonny, you still get your privacy, but you get to express yourself through a bull.
Oh my God, no,
that's what
perfect.
We all want.
Yeah,
end of the day.
The kind
that's
of creative
dream.
Expression I've been longing for.
Although it does make it really obvious if you're on the podcast again and then Josh is reading out the tweets and it's like, I'm a bull. We'll all know that's Sonia.
But... Well, I guess, people will know if they listen to this podcast and then see that. So, Josh, can you just not release this podcast?
No, it has to go up.
Yeah, this is just for fun.
It'll be a good one for me to see what comics actually do listen to the podcast and what comics say they do listen and then they never do.
Comics, they don't do anything.
I know. But so,
I love it as well, Sonia, like you asking Josh not to put it up, and Josh is the person that puts the most effort into every podcast. And we're just like, oh yeah, no, just don't put this one up. This is us catching up, having a ruffle.
Question two. The Victorian re-restricting feels like being a part of an open couple that has agreed to be monogamous again for a while to see if that fixes the relationship.
Sam?
Yes, Sam.
Aaron?
You are correct. Another point there for Sam. I told you someone's taking it way too seriously. Ah. No, it's good.
It's great to play the game. Is that what I said before? I think that's what I said before.
Yeah.
Great.
I like and this one also, Aaron, was written like 4 weeks ago.
Ah, it was meant to be for when they were taking it back from 20 people to 5 people.
Yeah.
Which was so horrible. How could they do it?
Question three. Half an hour of exercise on the streets, the remaining 23 and a half hours in the sheets.
D.
Aaron.
I heard D first.
Was that Sam?
No, that was me. I got a point.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm off
He's
the
always
board.
Talking about his sheets. I should have known that.
Always. That's a rude
Josh
rude
can't
tweet.
Stop. It's a very rude one.
No.
That was very rude.
It is. We can go out for half hour of exercise. This is the first lockdown. Half hour of exercise. The rest of the time I'm going to spend in bed watching stuff.
Having
Sleeping
sex.
And watching sex.
No.
Having
just watching
sex,
stuff.
Yes.
No.
I made a big mistake.
Why?
I made a big mistake during the 3 weeks. I didn't like top up on sex.
Oh.
Because I was waiting for it to be. It'll be safer soon. And now I just feel like I haven't like refueled my tank.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much worse this time.
Well, can I say, for the listener, we're recording this. It's now 11:17 on the Wednesday. You've got until midnight tonight, Erin.
Oh.
Erin, what are you doing here? Just go out now.
Get out there. Get out there.
Get out there.
See the world. I thought you were saying, oh my God, I made a huge mistake to this podcast when I was talking about sex in the jail. We're going, oh my God, I made a huge mistake.
Sorry. It's like, I thought.
But you're all married, right? in this podcast.
Erin, we're not married. We're just old.
Yeah, it's old. I ride bulls. I don't have sex. I just ride bulls nonstop.
If you want to send out some tweets during the podcast, Erin, and see if you get any bites during the podcast, that could be some good content for me.
Look, you're talking about this like it's a challenge. And I'm more worried about having, like, I don't need that today.
Right.
I don't need a list.
Question four. Fondly remembering the time a girl stopped talking to me because I laughed when she said Benjamin Button was a true story.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Sam?
No, that was D. A point there for D. Oh. Yeah.
She was so mad. She was so mad.
Right, you were saying it as a joke.
No, she said it. She said Benjamin Button is based on a true story.
True story.
And
oh.
that he had a disease. And I was like, that's hilarious because that's a funny thing to say as a joke.
Yeah.
That it's like a biopic. And it's not. It's not.
I love Spoiler those alert. Times when someone says something so dumb that it makes you question yourself going, hang on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like,
and she stopped talking to you? What?
Yeah, because I laughed at her. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Don't laugh at people.
Don't laugh at people.
Moral of that tweet.
Yeah. Never laugh.
I think it's based on an F. Scott Fitzgerald story. So maybe she thought, she got short story and true story mixed up.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, it's easy.
Cool. Yeah, because I'm true. When people say that I'm short, they mean I'm true. That's what they mean. Okay. Question five. Always remember every person in life has their own story, so be careful not to ask them because they will tell you.
Erin.
Yes, Erin.
Was it Sam?
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Erin, yes.
Oh. Was that me?
That was you, Sam.
I didn't even know that. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that bull rider.
Yeah.
It was the other one.
God, he's good. He's getting some great tweets out at the moment in ISO.
Can ride a bull and funny. Uh-oh.
Watch out. He's a triple threat. Okay, question six. Supercut together the bit at the start of every Instagram Live when they're waiting desperately for an audience and put it in a museum to remember how ISO felt.
Sonia?
Sam.
I heard Sonia first. Yes, Sonia.
Erin?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, a point there for Sonia. We're all on the board now.
As time goes by, I'm getting crankier at ISO.
I think that's fair enough, though.
That's fair. It's fair.
That's to be
first
expected.
It was the sex. Now it's the Insta stories.
I know.
How much worse can it get?
I might be the person worst affected by COVID in the whole entire world.
I love that. There's a similar thing that I noticed when my kids were very young, when they were still watching Play School, which is there's a split second at the end of every single Play School kind of, I don't know, sketch bit where they just stare at the camera for that 1 second too long, as if to say, all right, it's done now, cut to something else. And you just see them, the fear behind their eyes, just going, don't make me do this again. Like, yeah, I would love cut.
I love the awkward moments as well of the people that don't know that the camera's recording for a while.
Yeah.
So they give like a nod to the camera person as well. Like there's a really awkward, like it's a good 2 seconds in there that they don't know if it's going or not. They give a big nod and then that's it. And then they just start, but they launch a little bit too hard. It's always, middle-aged people are great at that.
Is it awkward or is it theatre?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never thought about it like that. Okay, interesting.
Why not both?
Why not both? You can have both.
Question seven. Sorry I missed your call. I was watching my phone at the time and let it ring out.
Erin.
I heard Erin first.
D?
No, that was Sam. Another point there for Sam. Oh. Yeah.
Yes. I'm actually getting pretty good at answering calls at the moment in isolation. It's my new thing. I never used to answer calls, and now I get a little bit too desperate.
That's your new thing, is it, Sammy? That's your new thing, answering
the phone. I
answer
calls. Yeah, I answer calls now, Dee. It's pretty cool.
Great.
It's gone real well for me. Yeah,
sounds great.
I'm really bored and desperate, I think, at the moment. I think that's my brand.
I don't mind a phone call. If I don't know who it is, I will not answer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Private number? No.
No.
I've never liked talking on the phone, though. But I remember high school, my girlfriend moved away, and so we would have like hour-long phone calls every single night. My parents.
What about Josh? What were you discussing?
Absolutely D&Ms? Nothing. Nothing. It was like, so what did you do today? Okay. What did I do? I just went to school, same as you.
Did you go to the same school?
No. She moved to Melbourne. Oh, I was right. In Tassie still, but we didn't break up.
Okay.
Did you have a mobile, or did you have to use the home phone?
The home phone, landline, connected to the wall in the kitchen. Like
I did that. Yeah. When I was a teenager, but the phone was in my parents' room, but it had a really long cord, so I would stretch the cord from my parents' room into my bedroom.
Under the door was the cord.
Yeah,
like, under
squashed
the door.
Under
the door. Yeah,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
I remember.
How long did the relationship last when you had to be a long distance high school relationships? Oh, how long did that?
We lasted for about 14 months.
Oh,
just, that is a long time.
Yeah, when I was 16, 17, and then not to get into it, but I then I moved to uni.
You're going to start crying, Josh.
No, just I don't
just
come.
Just stop recording.
I don't come across. I don't come across good in this story. That's all.
Okay.
I went to uni. O week.
Life happens, God. Oh, life happens.
Yeah. Wait, but happens. The thing is, the person I was with, I got with on O week. I stayed with her for 4.5 years. So, you know, that's
just so that you could justify the.
Yeah.
I don't even like her.
We are together now. Yeah, we're dating
it's
now.
It's like when criminals return to the scene of the crime, but Josh, you just never left the scene of the crime because you had to really.
Yeah, and then this girlfriend who I cheated on. With she then flew back from Melbourne and surprised me at my house in Launceston, and the girl who I was cheating on her with was still in my bedroom and had to like crawl out the window and go home, even though her bag was in my room and her house keys were in the bag. And yeah, it was
horrible story.
It's exciting stuff.
It is exciting.
It makes you very unlikable.
Wow. I've told way worse stories on this show, Sonia. Yeah.
You're a very bad person.
I was 17.
You know,
I had a similar thing, Josh, the other day. I'm a bit of a bad boy too, because I ordered Uber Eats twice in one day and hid the Uber Eats bag from the first delivery driver just so he wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's the same.
It's the same thing. Yeah. We're both bad boys, I guess.
I had Uber Eats twice in the same day recently and it was the same delivery driver.
Oh, wow.
And I was really hungover and I hadn't changed out of my clothes or anything. And she was just like, have a good night.
Wait, you got Uber Eats from the same place?
No, it wasn't the same place, but it was the same delivery driver.
What are the odds?
I know. What are the odds? Yeah. I thought it was rude, but anyway.
Really rude.
Rude to draw attention to my shame.
Yeah. One delivery and then finish your shit.
And then leave me alone. And then block my number.
Question 8. I think, and hear me out here, this government is fucked in the head.
Sam?
Yes, Sam.
Josh Earl.
You are correct. That was me. Yes. Yeah.
It's not just
you.
The game.
Not just you, Sonia, who gets political. I get pretty highbrow
political.
Whoa. This is big. This is big. Yeah. Howard government sucks. They're unpolitical too.
Wow, we're just like the chaser right now. Those chaser lads, aren't we?
The boys.
The boys. The fellas.
We are the chasers.
Yeah, we're the chasers.
Yeah, we are the chasers.
That's us.
Question 9. Maybe women aren't mean to you on their period. Maybe they're just nicer to you than you deserve to be when they're ovulating.
We'll be fucked if this was me.
Yes, D.
Is that Erin?
Yes, it is Erin. Yes, a point there for D. Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I was cranky.
I love a bit of ovulation content, you know? Lots of periods, but like, let's get on the ovulation. The ovo.
Yeah.
The ovo.
Yeah.
You're right, both sides of the story.
Yeah, exactly. Sunrise, sunset.
Fair and balanced.
Circle.
Question 10, the last question of the round. I need new running shoes and forgot the word for when your ankles turn in, so I just Googled prolapse.
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
See?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, another point there for Aaron. Yes.
Weak great job, ankles, everybody. Weak mind. Well done, everyone.
Well done.
What shoes do you end up going with? Did you get some Asics?
I looked into those, but then people said, nah, no good for like narrow feet. And I've got like weird hooves.
Yep.
Instead of feet, so
are they actual hooves?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just trotters, just trotting around.
Just little trotters.
So, yeah, little trotters.
My brother was a podiatrist, and he would always say Asics, Asics, Asics. And then when I went and visited him, I was like, "You don't have any Asics." He goes, "I know, I've got Nike because they look cooler." I'm like, "Come on, man!"
I just like the idea of him saying that, like, out of context. Like, you're like, "How are you?" And he's like, "Asics, Asics, Asics, Asics."
All right, at the
end, was he hypnotized by Asics?
At the end of that round, the scores are Josh, I'm on 1 point. Sonia, you're on 1 point. Dee is on 2 points. Aaron's on 2 points, but in the lead on 4 points, it's Sam Peterson.
Great to play the game. Thank you so much.
Woo-hoo.
All right, so I think
100%.
I think I cannot win this from here because I can't get another point. So here we go. This round.
Don't think that, Josh. You know that.
This round is called Yearbook. In this round, we go back to our school days and talk about those times that have stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a young Deirdre Fidge. Now, in year 11, Dee attended a Catholic girls' school, and they were taught sex education by a married couple. But what were they made to do that Dee still thinks about? Was it A, each girl was made to write a letter to her future self thanking them for staying a virgin and not disrespecting their body? Was it B, they were asked to write down all the places you could have sex. After 5 minutes, the girls read out their brainstorms and the married couple said, no, one must only consummate in a bed. Or C, each girl was asked to bring in a poster of a Hollywood actor or someone that they may lust after. And then in pen, write down a list of venereal diseases over top of it. D still has a copy of Joseph Gordon-Levitt with gonorrhea scrawled across his forehead. It's on her childhood bedroom wall at her mum's house. Now, one of these is true. You have to try and ask her as many questions as you can and try and get the truth out of her. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
I really want it to be C.
Well, you can ask some questions.
Well, it is, so.
Well, it is. Okay. Well, let's go with that one then. They wouldn't lie to me. I know that.
I don't lie.
Did your parents ask you about that?
Sorry?
Did your parents question why there was a picture of Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Oh, yeah. Like, my mum, it was just with my, I just lived with my mum and my sister. Mm. And mum's got a really good sense of humour anyway. And the reason I brought it home was because my sister always had a crush on Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And so I thought it would be really funny to just put it on my wall. And mum thought it was funny and stupid.
Hey, Dee, what's his name?
Joseph Gordon. This is not part of the quiz. I just can't think.
Where did you print that out?
No, it was from a magazine.
Oh, okay. So you cut it out of a magazine.
Yeah, they had all these. Well, we didn't actually bring it in, but they had all these stacks of like Dolly and all that sort of stuff. And so we just had to print one out.
You had to print one out, cut one out.
Yeah, cut one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this seems. I went to Catholic school as well.
Oh,
Sonia,
condolences.
Did you?
Yes,
as well?
I definitely.
Oh, we all did.
Oh, man.
I was raised very Catholic.
Yeah, very Catholic.
Sam,
yeah.
Sam, how are you?
So none of these things seem that
I'm getting too
extreme.
Yeah, three seems very effective, but wait, C, it's the letter system.
Yep.
C seems incredibly effective, but A seems very plausible to me.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because they're really hung up on virgins.
Oh, yeah. They love them. They love them. They're obsessed with virginity. Obsessed with
Can
virgins.
I ask you, with that letter
yes.
to your future self, what did you say?
Well, I was with my friend and we
You go first, Deirdre, and then I'll do mine.
We actually didn't really take it seriously, and because they were all put in envelopes and they said they were going to get mailed to us, my friend and I wrote letters to each other as like a joke. But then none of the letters were ever mailed.
Okay. It would have been good if you eventually, like, you lost your virginity to each other through a rom-com from the letters.
Yeah. If only.
Or like maybe the letters were sent, but they were lost in the mail for 10 years.
A time traveling post box.
Or it's like Castaway, and Tom Hanks' character was delivering all these letters, crashed on the island, and all he had to keep him company was these letters from this like year 11 Catholic girls' school.
Horny Catholic
virgin.
And they talked to him. What was the other one? The one about the places? So it had to be like having sex
places
in all different places, like
sex.
The bed.
Yeah, because yeah. they had the Dolly magazines, and they had all these little polls that readers had done. And so it was like where people have lost their virginity. And they were like, look at this. The majority is actually in the back of a car. And so they were saying like, where else could you like hypothetically have sex? And so we were just like answering, but then they were like, no, you should not do that.
What were some of the answers?
It was just boring stuff, the usual stuff. That was when they also said that you can get pregnant standing up, which everyone thought was really funny because we were children.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, if you're having sex standing up.
Yeah, yeah. But they were sort of like myth busting all this stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, did they say you can't?
Yeah, they said you can, but they were just like myth busting. Yeah. So they were just like, would you have sex at school and all this sort of stuff? And they would, it was just to shock us.
No, there's no beds at school.
Yeah. No, exactly.
How Catholic was it? Was it real like no contraception Catholic, or was it just more, all right, we know we're going to do this, so be safe?
This particular session was very much like like in that scene in Mean Girls where it's like you will get chlamydia and die.
Yeah.
Situation. Oh, wow. So girls actually ran out crying of this session because they said if you have, because it's year 11, like we're 16, that horse had already bolted for a lot of girls. Not me. Yeah. I was deeply uncool. but yeah, they did say, you know, hey, if you have disrespected your body already and that sort of thing, you should be really ashamed. Mm. So fun times.
Do you both think that it's A?
I think it's A.
Yeah. Should we ask Josh?
I know.
Yeah, so that's why I'm asking Josh. I know this game, Josh. I've played this before.
So, but you don't have to answer together.
You'll guess separately, though, don't you?
Yeah, you can go A, B, C, whatever.
I mean, look, like having said, being at a Catholic school, being raised Catholic, none of these are implausible. Mm. None of these are extreme. But they are pretty hung up on virginity and being a virgin. So I'm going to go with A.
So Sonia's locking in A. Erin, what are you going to lock in?
I want it to be C, but I think that it's A.
You think it's A as well? Sam?
I'm going to shake it up and I'm going to go B.
You're going to go B?
Nice.
I'm going to go B.
Good decision, because the correct answer was A. So Erin gets a point, Sonia gets a point, and D gets a point. So that's good. That's good.
That's great.
Because you're already
as
in
soon
front,
as you, if you mention like virgin and Catholic school, I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's
yeah,
the whole
obviously. Obviously.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much, because I once got tricked on going on a Christian camp. Like my friend Justin said, oh, there's this camp, there's girls from other schools there, and there's trampolines built into the ground. I'm like, cool, I'm in.
Not, say no more.
He didn't say it was.
Social aspects are very enticing, and girls are very enticing too.
And trampolines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was girls from other schools. That's what
girls
it was.
Girls from other schools on trampolines? Oh, my God. No.
Well,
I just fainted there, for everyone listening.
The girls weren't really
that
going
is the Holy
on
Trinity.
But I went.
Did you go on the trampoline with the girls?
No.
Did you have like a little bounce together?
No. Bounce-em?
No girls there were double interested bounce-em. In little 13-year-old Josh. That's for sure.
That's good, because you can get pregnant from double bounce.
Double bounce.
You
that's
can.
True. I've heard that. Standing up, double dance. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I remember getting there and they had to say grace before. And my family, we're not religious at all. And we had to say grace. And I was like, what the fuck is this? This is so weird. But then they took us back to, like, it was a week-long camp, and on, like, the second last day we went to my high school, which had big hills in it, and they'd frozen, like, ice blocks, like, huge ice blocks as big as a deep freezer, and you sat on the ice blocks and slid down the hills.
What?
Yeah, that was part of the...
That sounds insane.
That was part of the camp. It was fun.
That sounds weirdly
awesome.
Painful.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, you put it... They had a welcome mat on so you didn't get cold, and you sat
just
on...
Just one welcome mat.
One word, and they'd put a handle on to grab onto on the top of it, and you slide down this massive hill. Kids were falling off everywhere, then having to tying a
like
rope
a welcome mat toboggan.
Yeah, and then tying a rope on a ute to the ice block, and then they'd drive it back up the hill, and then the next kid would do it. And that was to get
were
in touch with Christ.
Were they trying to murder all these children?
Chaz is fucked.
Yeah. It was the best bit of the camp, okay? That was
sounds insane.
I'm going to try it in ISO.
I'm just thinking of all these kids falling off and then getting taken out by a huge, massive block of ice squashing them.
But it is that thing, in times of stress, you do say God or Jesus, so maybe they were trying to get us to say
yeah.
it more.
Oh. Right. Or when you're having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, Sonia. That's disgusting.
At the end of the round, the scores are Sonia on 2 points, Aaron on 3 points, Dee on 3 points, and still on 4 points at Sam in front. Yay!
Oh, all right. Great to play the game.
Great. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you'll say nah. You get a point if you get right, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So ask them as many questions as you can, try and get their point. So, to D, Sonia once had a flatmate who started off lovely, but slowly, for absolutely no reason, started becoming very passive-aggressive towards Sonia. It was all small things, but Sonia once caught her bruising all of Sonia's apples in the fruit bowl when she didn't know Sonia was watching. When Sonia confronted her, the flatmate said she thought they were her apples and tried to tell Sonia that she likes to eat her apples bruised. Yeah or nah?
What the fuck?
Nah.
Question, what was the bruising method?
Answer, she was just like, she was pressing them down on the bench.
Press it like using like, what was like a fist
with
a
her
fist or
yeah,
palm?
Yeah, with her palm. She was like clearly like pressing them in. So not like banging them on the table, but it was clearly using force.
So she wanted like a
damage the apples.
A big surface area bruise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, I'm not even sure if she was trying to bruise it, but that was the excuse she used. She said, I liked bruised apples.
What? What kind of apples were they?
He was trying to hurt the apples. Sorry?
What kind of apples were they? Were they your Pink Lady, your Jonathan?
Well, I like, they were red ones. I'm so bad.
Okay.
Red Delicious.
Not a Red Checks Delicious.
Out.
No.
Yeah, no one likes Red Delicious.
The
Pink Lady. I worked in produce for a bit. I'm bragging now, but I did, so I can name heaps.
I'm a big fan of the Fuji apples.
Well, I say red as
apples.
In they were not
Fuji. Fuji's are good. Underrated Fuji's as well,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I don't know what the ones are. They're like pink and...
Pink Lady.
Sort of. They're not really
pink
green.
It's
Pink
Lady.
Can I say,
it's
a Pink Lady. Aaron, you've been very quiet on the apple talk, and I'm worried that you're not a fan of apples.
What's your favourite apple, Aaron?
That I don't have an apple opinion.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Like, they're fine. I could eat most apples, but I wouldn't go out of my way for one.
Okay. Interesting.
Wouldn't risk your life for one.
Yeah. No. There's that Catholic education.
We're not judging.
That's that Catholic education coming out.
How long did you live with her after this, Sonia?
After that, it was about 8 months. Oh, wait, we lived together for 8 months. It was about a couple months after that.
And you have no idea why she suddenly started acting passive aggressive towards you?
No. I knew her. Well, she was a friend of a friend. A friend I went to uni with mm-hmm. and lived with her. And then my friend moved out and I was looking for a place to live. So she's like, oh, why don't you move in with Ruby? And I was like, yeah, she's really cool. And she was. And then
she was.
I think,
and then,
yeah, until, yeah.
Until
she
the
went
incident.
Like really quiet. It was just like she used to be really chatty and stuff. And then she was just like kind of quiet and leave notes, which she never did initially.
Yes.
We always used to talk. And then, yeah. I
notes are
going,
awkward when there's just one other person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder who
I don't know
was
what
from.
It was.
My final question is, did she then say to you, how do you like them apples?
She did, and I moved out straight up.
Instantly. I think it's true.
You are incorrect. That was a lie. A point there for Sonia.
Damn it. Apple-based lies are the worst kind.
And also, there's so many crazy housemates out there, so it's plausible.
Exactly. I was like, well, that sounds normal.
Yeah, I wrote this last night thinking that is a good way to get back at someone if they don't catch you. There's nothing they can... Because you're not going to go, did you bruise all my apples?
Yeah, it's crazy to bring
up
to
someone. No one's going to admit. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'll point there to Sonia. Now, to Sonia, one day Erin was at home when she heard screaming from the apartment above her. She went to investigate, and the woman screaming opened the door. Erin realised she was screaming about a spider. Erin went into this stranger's house, killed the spider, left, and the two have never spoken since.
Yuck.
I just
so
imagine her still
spiders.
Screaming when she's opening the door.
Okay.
He was still crying.
Oh, God.
Erin, that would be me. I would be that woman. I am terrified of spiders. So if I ever have a spider in my house, can I call you?
Absolutely.
I'll get my ball to come stomp it. Don't worry about it.
What kind of spider was it?
Huntsman. It was Queensland, ooh. Brisbane.
I was going to say, where was it in Queensland? Hmm. Oh, I don't... I'm so scared of spiders that I don't want to ask any more questions about the spider.
Well,
I was going to ask you how big it was, but that would terrify me.
I was listening because I was wondering if I, for safety reasons, should be calling the police.
Yes.
But then realized it was spider related.
I think Sonia would call the police if it was a spider.
Yeah, spider-related is fine.
I would call every emergency service.
Demand all of their resources.
I need the sirens. I need the sirens. Immediately.
I'd call the morgue just in case, preempting. okay, Erin. So you lived beneath this woman. You had the spider incident. Never spoke to her ever again. Did you see her again after that?
So when she was very, very grateful, she was saying, like, "You're my hero," and crying and hugging me. Yeah, she was. She was like, "You're my hero. Oh my God. You're my angel." and like, let me fully into her bedroom.
Sorry?
We'd never.
Is that where the spider was?
Yeah. So,
were you stocking up on the sex already?
I'll keep you up later.
I spent my 20s preparing for now. So, and she was like huddling in her kitchen and like, I was like, "Do you have a broom?" And went and found it. And then the next day she gave me a note in my door that was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much. You've literally saved me."
Well, you're a hero and her angel.
So. I'm an angel. Yeah.
I'm an angel.
That's it. That was the end of our relationship. It was over.
Oh, wow. But did you see her like in passing after that?
No.
No, you never did. No. And how long did you live there afterwards?
I lived probably like 3 years. I have no idea when she moved out, but that was our one night together.
Well, she clearly got
one night together
and died. And how, so you killed the spider with a broom.
Yeah.
And how did you dispose of it?
I just chucked it off the back veranda.
In a glass? That's what you meant to do.
No, it was dead.
Threw it. Yeah, okay.
Threw it. You throw them in glasses.
You throw them in glasses smashing. Out the window. Smash. Yeah.
As far as you can.
It was beyond the
stick
point.
To bull riding, okay? Don't know about spiders.
All right, okay. Wanted to have another avenue, but no, it's not for me.
She was so distraught that it wasn't a situation where I could get it out of the house without causing more distress. So I just had to kill it. It was in the laundry basket.
Oh, okay. I'm very conflicted. Would someone living in Brisbane be that scared of spiders?
And usually you just get a red piece of material and you wave it in front of them and they charge at it. I believe. That's what I don't know about. But...
What do you think, Sonia?
But I'm going to go with yeah.
You are correct. Another point there for Sonia.
Yeah.
Oh.
True story.
Erin, you're an angel and a hero. That's the
truth. My hero. My hero. And that woman's.
I am.
You need to give me your number and I'll put you on speed dial.
All right. So to Erin now. When Sam was in grade 12, he took it upon himself to direct the school musical. The theatre teacher was fine with this because it was a lot of work. Sam got so comfortable in the role as director, though, that he assumed it meant he was allowed to go into the staff room during his spare periods. It wasn't until a week of doing this, a maths teacher asked Sam what he was doing in the staff room. Sam explained that because he was directing the musical, it made him staff. The teacher then said, "Well, if we're peers, I can tell you to get the fuck out of here. Yeah or no?"
I'm going to go yeah.
Do you want to ask some questions? Or you
nah,
straight?
Don't worry about it. Just do it. Go for it. It's true.
I think it's true.
You think it's true?
I can ask some questions, though.
Is it because I'm wearing a scarf?
I wonder, so when you were going into the staff room, what were you doing in there?
I was doing pretty massive rewrites on the play because I thought it had some major flaws. It wasn't Les Mis or anything. It was their own. They had written, the teacher had written a play of their own, and I was going in just to chill out, have a break, but also write and come up with some new ideas because I couldn't do it in the at recess by myself.
It is interesting you bring up rewriting because when Erin was in year seven, her class was doing Fawlty Towers, and Erin said to the teacher, do you want to say, Erin? Do you want to continue your story? I shouldn't be telling your story.
Yeah, I went up to the teacher and I was like, oh, the script should be funnier. And she was like, okay, then make it fun, take it home, make it funnier. And I was like, okay. And went and did that, not realizing that she was being passive aggressive. Because
she said it as she was bruising apples in front of you.
Some of the boys and her had written the script. And I just took it home and I hadn't been angling to do it myself. I'd just been like, why don't you make it funnier? But when she said you do it, I was like, okay. And I just punched up a few of the jokes, took it back the next day. She took it back and was like, ugh.
Took out some problematic language in one episode in particular.
I think she accepted the edits. I'm pretty sure.
But there is, Erin, there is something about all drama teachers I've ever had love John Cleese and Monty Python. And when, as a kid, I was into comedy, not into that though. Like,
no,
I couldn't really grasp onto it. They were like, oh, you've got to get into Fawlty Towers. You've got to get into Monty Python. I'm like, it's not as funny as the young ones. I'm sorry. It's just, it's not. Like,
Heard of Everybody Loves Raymond? Yeah. Very funny. That brother is tall AF. Oh, that's amazing.
Sam, yeah. Okay, Sam. So did your teacher accept your edits?
Yes. Yeah, but I took over in the end. So it was kind of all my decisions to go forward with it because she had a lot on her plate. And I just thought, I will take over and I will make this a lot better than your play would be.
I think you bullied her out of it. That's what I'm hearing.
Correct. Yeah, probably. I was riding a massive bull at the time.
What'd you say when you got told to fuck off out of there?
I flipped my scarf up and I walked out. I was a little bit taken aback because I really felt at the time that I belonged in there and I didn't really think he was talking to me. But then looked around the room and thought, I'm the youngest here by far. I might just get out.
There was no one else there.
There was no one else there. I did not have a pigeonhole at the time, so I had nothing to pack up and I just got out of there. I walked straight out and never turned back. I was never allowed in there again.
So what do you think, Erin? Do you still think it's,
Yeah.
You are incorrect. It was a nah. A point there for Sam.
Oh, wow.
I really wanted that to be true. I really did.
When I say
a lot of detail there, Sam, I can see how you were a good writer from a young age.
Thank you so much. I started adding detail and then got really stressed as I started adding detail going, oh no, what do I mean I did a massive rewrite? But, you know.
Oh no, I'm talking about my scarf. This is going too far.
Well, last night when I sent this to Sam, he even said, this is not fair because it's too true. Like it's not true, but it feels too true.
It was really true. When I was in grade three, I wrote a play. It was about a time traveling machine, and I wrote it and had all of the kids that I wanted to cast in it acting in it and everything. It was going really well, and then at one point a teacher called Mr. Dusha came and got one of the kids out of the class, and he took him back while we're in the middle of rehearsals. He took him back because he was like, he needs to be in maths, like we actually need to study and everything, and took him back to class. And then I walked out really upset, like tears in my eyes, and like I walked into the classroom and I just shouted in front of the whole classroom while he was trying to teach. I was like, you do realize we open next week.
And then did you flip your scarf?
I flipped my scarf and I walked the hell out of there.
You went to the staff room?
Yeah. I went to the staff room, yeah.
Poured yourself an international roast and said, can you believe this, Julie? No respect from these kids these days. Okay.
In my mind, it's true.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Even if you say it's not true, the timeline in my mind,
it adds up.
It is true.
I'll send you an edit of this, Erin, where it's true. Okay. So, now, to Sam. When Dee was 8 years old, she was obsessed with the Babysitters Club, especially the character Stacy. So much so, she really wanted to have diabetes, like the character did, and pestered her mum to take her to a specialist so she could get tested. Yeah or nah?
So, Babysitters Club, why did you like the character of Stacy so much?
She was the coolest one. She was really trendy. I wanted to be like all of them, really, but in particular, I wanted to be like Stacy because she was cool, and she was a little bit special because she had diabetes and I was not special.
And so you wanted to stand out and have diabetes?
Yes, I did. I also wanted to have glasses. Stacey didn't have glasses, but I wanted to have glasses. And so I deliberately spilt my milk on the table and was like, Mum, I think I need glasses. And she's like, you're an idiot.
Spilt milk on...
The joke's on me.
You didn't understand spatial awareness either.
Yeah, I know. And the joke's on me because now I do need glasses because I'm old. Oh, so.
Wow. Yeah. I guess you won that.
I guess I did
that,
win.
Mum.
Yeah.
So who played Stacey in the Babysitter's Club?
Oh, these were books.
Oh, right. Is there a film of it as well?
Yeah, they made a film of it in the 90s, but...
And there's a series...
Not everything is a play, Sam.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. My life is drama. I can't say anything else.
And there's a series out, just been released.
Yeah, I've already watched it all.
Oh, there you go.
And so So the outcome was to find out if you had diabetes, or you wanted some sort of... You just wanted to pretend...
I just wanted to have diabetes for some reason.
As a kid, diabetes did seem... It did seem exciting as a kid, diabetes, because you got to have lollies.
Yeah, you got to have lollies when no one else did, and you got a bit of attention. And
Yeah, always feel a bit weak. It's great.
Yeah.
What did you do when you got to the doctors? Like the
She never actually took me to the doctors.
She never took you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm
maybe I do have it.
Maybe you do have it. You should get tested. You really should work it out.
I've got time.
I think
would have really backfired.
I think I'm going to go yeah.
You are correct. That is a true story. Yes, another point there for Sam.
Oh my God.
What a
loser.
That's
so great. You got glasses now. Look at you now.
Yeah, that's true. Look at me. Take that, Mum.
Look at you.
I did a very similar thing with the glasses, Dee. Walked into our fence because my younger brother had glasses and he was getting all this attention. And so I said, I can get glasses. So I just walked into the fence. And so Mum took me to get my eyes tested.
Oh, and?
Yeah, 20/20. Perfect.
Oh.
Perfect vision.
Yeah. Kids are dumb.
I was pretending to throw up. I don't know why. I like ate a bunch of biscuits when I was a kid. And I was like, whoa, whoa. And threw them up in front of my family. Oh, God. My life is
happier
also
times.
Yeah.
I got jealous of my sister getting all this attention once when we'd been playing a game where you climb up on the swing set, and then we had a rope tied between two trees above the sand pit. And so we'd climb up on the swings, sit on the rope, and then see how long we could sit on the rope. Turns out not long. And she swung face forward and hit her face on the logs on the edge of the sand pit and smushed her teeth out of place and like hurt her jaw, and then had to go get surgery. And my grandma bought her a teddy bear. I was like, what's this about? And Mum was like, Kelsey's in hospital. And I was like, yeah, well, when I smashed my teeth on that railing, I didn't get a teddy bear. And Mum was like, she's in hospital. And I was like, yeah, but mine can't be fixed. I just got caps. Hers will be fixed.
It sounds like your grandma just loved her more.
I know.
Yeah.
Can I get you on the phone to my family?
Yes.
Is she older or younger?
Younger.
Yeah. Aww, younger
sense.
As well.
Checks out.
Yeah.
I remember the blood. So much blood.
All right. At the end of that round, the scores are Erin on 3 points, Dee on 3 points, Sonia on 4 points, and the lead on 6 points is still Stam.
Great to play the game.
All right. This is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. First one is this one. Who here was harassed in a Slovenian cave by an Iranian millionaire?
D.
Yes, D.
Is that Sonia?
No, that's Aaron. A point off, D there.
Sorry, I didn't answer because I was just trying to process that question in my
That's a
brain.
Lot of information in there.
Aaron, do you want to explain what happened?
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah, there's a special salamander called an olm, and it's awesome. It lives to be 100 years, and it can just eat something, one thing per 10 years and stay alive. And it lives in Slovenia in caves that are beautiful, magical fairy caves with stalagmites and stalactites. You go like kilometers under, you take a little train into the mountain.
I've been there.
Oh, hey, really?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's so good.
Can I get half a point?
Yeah, that's very close. Yeah, did you get harassed in the cave?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
There's only me and this guy, and I should have known something was up because when we picked him up, he was wearing full white to go into a cave, like going to the white party, P. Diddy's, whatever. It was so full on. And he was like, oh, later, we'll go to dinner. And I was just like, I think I'm going to go call my boyfriend tonight. And he was like, oh. And then every 5 minutes for the next hour and a half, he was like, we'll go to my hotel, yeah? No. We'll have dinner, yeah. No, you come to my hotel, right? And no. I, like, slipped on the water because it's, like, dripping. Yeah. I slipped and he tried to hold my hand. And I was freaking out. I started having a panic attack because I didn't feel safe to make a scene because he was friends with the tour guide and then I'd be stuck in the mountains.
In a cave.
Oh, in a cave. God. Yeah. So I just come, I was just telling myself, I'm just like, don't let him ruin your salamanders.
Because you sound so passionate about the salamanders.
Yeah. That was why I was there.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. Did he ruin the whole experience?
Well, what I did, I was like, just pay attention and enjoy it later and just laid down all the memories of what it was like and then enjoyed it later.
I wish I could, like, press pause and just save the enjoyment for later like that. It's quite a gift.
All right, question two. Who once accidentally airdropped their face to a stranger on the tram?
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Sam?
Yes, you are correct, Sonia, yes.
Absolutely. I send a photo of myself nearly every day to our good friend Oliver Clark. And I was sending it as a text to him. And then as it came up, the airdrop thing came up. And I don't know what I was thinking, but Janine came up, Janine's iPhone, and I clicked on her accidentally and went, oh, shit. And then I was looked up on this packed tram. And I was looking around for Janine, and then this woman looked up at the same time and just looked horrified. Because she was obviously looking for my face, a picture on the tram. It was horrific. It was a very awkward tram.
Oh, my God. You were like Janine, the guy in the cave.
I was like the guy in the cave.
I'm so sorry,
everyone. Yeah.
No, were you someone. Wearing a white suit also?
I was, absolutely. Yeah. I always do.
Question three. Who, when overseas, spoke in a Cockney accent to avoid any questions about Australia?
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
D.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Sam. Yes.
I did. It was when I was working in a cafe in Scotland, and I didn't realise this at the time, but every fucking person in Scotland has a cousin that lives in Perth.
Yeah.
And they just love telling you this as though, like, they just present this fact to you and then wait for your response and, like, I've never been to Perth and everyone that I've met from Perth sucks. So I was sick of having
that's
that conversation.
Probably their cousins.
So I was just like, oh, you're right. Oh, how's it going? Oh, yeah. How you doing, love? And then that was, it was bad.
Did they believe that your accent was real or did they just believe that they didn't want to talk to you because of your accent?
I would say the latter.
Win-win either way, really.
True.
Okay, question four. Who here has never tasted Vegemite?
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
Sonia?
Yes, you are correct. Your point there for Aaron, yes.
Yes.
Never
we
had
it. Do it now, Sonia. We can do it right now.
No.
No, I,
you
okay.
know, being
Fair
a
enough.
Kid of immigrants, it's like they're both Italian. And so we just like grew up like eating Nutella,
yeah.
like ladling Nutella into our mouth. And then Mum bought Vegemite once. Yes, just putting it on our spaghetti. Mum bought Vegemite once and I just like opened the lid and smelt it and I was like, this is not for me. I've never tried it.
I go through stages with or phases, I should say, with Vegemite. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I, and then other times I'm like, nah, it's just basic. I'd rather Promite.
You're a Promite guy. Okay. Pretty
more
cool.
Into Promite.
Maybe we should try that, Sonia. Give it a go.
Yeah. What's the difference? Isn't it just both salty?
Yeah, but there's a different taste. Like Promite is a not sweeter, but there's something else that happening there in Promite where Vegemite is a real bitey taste.
In the UK, they have Marmite, and it's disgusting. It's basically Vegemite, but in with the consistency of honey.
What does the mite stand for? Like, if everything's a mite,
that's a point.
But what does the mite even mean?
Termite.
Mighty.
The secret ingredient.
Obviously.
Apparently, Marmite. No, Vegemite originally was called Parwheel. And I'm going into Tommy Daslow territory here because his great grandfather or grandfather like was had a hand in inventing it. But it was like because they already had Marmite, and then the Australian company was like the advertising was if
Marmite, Marmite then Parwheel.
Yeah.
And then they more you know.
And then they changed it to Vegemite because the daughter said that's a stupid name. Parwheel, change it to Vegemite.
Good call, daughter. Yeah. Okay. She should be running that company.
Question 5. Who here once helped someone push their broken down car but pushed it too hard that it crashed through a fence?
Aaron.
I heard Aaron first.
D.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Aaron, yes.
I was going to say Sam, but Sam buzzed in as well.
Oh, so that was clever. That's so clever. That's a good way to play the game.
Really playing, Strategic, I love it. You should go on Survivor. Yeah. These skills of this podcast are directly transferable.
They are transferable.
I would love to go on Survivor.
What?
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah, but you're like fit.
Yeah, and I don't eat much, and I think I could handle that. Like, yeah.
Just Promite and you're away.
And also, Sonia, you know I love a bit of gossip, and that whole thing is just run
That's
on
all it is. It's just, they should just call it like bitching on the beach, you know?
Bitching on the beach.
That's
23 hours gossiping.
What happened with the car?
Yeah, let's go about the
car. Well, you should apply for it if it comes back in Australia. They would love to have you. Are you kidding? Like a comedian going on Survivor? Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but let's go back to the car. Was no one in the car putting their foot on the brake? Or
no.
Yeah.
So he was near the servo anyway, and me and my friend were pulling into the servo. We were like, oh, we'll help you push your thing. And like, I guess I'm just sometimes I underestimate my own strength.
Yeah.
And it was on a slope and it just went flying straight through the fence. And I can still see it in my mind because he was like, no, 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 no. But like, what are you meant to do? Like, you can't say no, 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 no. As if I can just like, oh, grab it.
Stop
it. It's a dog.
Stop the car.
Yeah. And then we just kind of left. So.
It's like a childhood nightmare.
I would too.
Yeah. It's not a good night.
Fled the scene.
Yeah, question.
Did you get called a hero or an angel?
Not that I can recall.
No. Interesting. Very interesting.
Question 6. Who here once was shamed by a nurse because they didn't know their partner's birthday when they were filling out their paperwork at the hospital?
Sam?
Yes, Sam.
Deirdre?
No, that was Erin. So a point off, Sam.
Oh, God. I've lost a point.
It's all right.
What happened there? Shamed.
Shame.
Oh, yeah. Tist. It was... The reason I didn't know it is because it was a new boyfriend. And
it changes his birthday all the time.
Well, I hadn't learned it yet, but I had just given him a hernia from sex.
Oh, wow. There you go. Well, you should really learn someone's birthday before you give someone a hernia. I'm always saying that. I'm always saying that. Sorry, Josh, but I've always voiced my opinions like that.
I was young.
Of course, I'm so sorry. No, I know.
And
I was young.
Then I had to like call our mutual workplace to be like, oh, he can't come in today. We're at the hospital for no particular reason. And then I
hope you said it like that.
I was pretty avoidant and they were like, oh yeah, like they clicked on
hernia.
They knew it was a sex hernia.
Yeah
I think so. And they said, they basically were like, well, he has to have surgery straight away or that bit of his intestine will die.
Oh,
so then suddenly he's straight into surgery and I'm calling his parents to let them know and I've never spoken to them before.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, hi, this is your son's new girlfriend. He's in hospital having surgery. Nice to meet you.
Sex. Sex.
You should have asked them what his birthday was.
Yeah.
Damn it. I should have.
It's like an Australian version of the Big Sick with Kumail Nanjiani. Like, that's what's happening there.
It's exactly like that.
It's exactly the same.
But it is.
Your life is a movie.
It's a pretty good thing for your resume, your sex resume. Like, I gave someone a hernia.
Yeah.
Is it though? I think it's something we want to avoid.
Look, it's never happened again. So,
good job.
Touch wood.
Yeah.
Okay, question 7. Whose Tinder date ordered a drink off them upon arrival because they assumed they were the bar staff?
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Sam?
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Sonia. Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
I was standing there and she rocked up and I was rushing to get there and she came in and she looked at me and I just thought it was her. I just assumed it was her. And she was like, is there room upstairs? And I was like, I haven't had a chance to check, but we can go upstairs. And then we both started walking upstairs and it was like really awkward chat on the way up. And then as I went to sit down, someone else came in and gave her a hug and a kiss. And I realised very quick that she was on a date. The date wasn't me. And then I was just about to sit down. And then she just, I went, oh, so any drinks? I said it like really excited though. Are there any drinks? And then I took their drink order, went down to the bar, ordered the drinks at the bar for them, said, look, they think I'm a waiter. And then pointed upstairs and they said, you have to pay at the bar. And I said, I'm not going back up there. And then so then I walked out and met the Tinder date outside and we went to a different bar because I just thought, I can't be there now.
Did you pay for those drinks? Great.
I did. Yeah, I paid for the drinks.
You popped $100 on the tab.
I bought $100.
Have a great night, guys.
Have a good night, all right? Yeah.
You do love it.
I would have.
You two deserve each other.
I would have just started working there.
Yeah, I work here now. All night. So on your running dishes to the kitchen.
All right, question 8. Who here had a booty call arrived at their house before they got a chance to get home and the person they were living with called this person and said, some strangers just arrived to see you?
Erin.
Yes, Erin.
Sonia.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Erin.
Yes, I did. So we were out and I was like, do you want to come back to mine? Let's meet at my place. And he's like, yeah, all right. And then because we were all out with a group of people. And then so I was giving a couple of people lifts home and then
food was
brought up. So we stopped for kebabs on the way. Yeah. And then because I live with my sister and she like called me and she's like, there's some guy here. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's I ordered him.
I think it's the waiter from the bar.
And then he just waited in the lounge.
Oh, lovely.
With my sister till I got home.
That's so
Jeez,
funny.
Aren't we just a bunch of fun, young, sexy people?
Yeah. Get that hernia. Yeah.
And our
get that drink order.
Our final question for the game. Who here got a tattoo they don't like because they were too polite to the graphic designer to say they didn't like the design?
Erin.
Yes, Erin.
Was it D?
You are correct, Erin. Yes, it was D. A point there for Erin. Yes.
I like it. We don't even know each other and you already can sense my social awkwardness after just an hour together. It's beautiful.
What's the tattoo?
It's a little hand holding some flowers. It's fine. I was like, that's great. Thanks. Yeah.
Oh,
did you say what you wanted or he just started doing it?
No, I wanted, I had a particular kind of design in mind and I'd sent it to them before I got there. And they were like, oh, yeah, I can do that. But then the one they mocked up was completely different. And I was like, oh, it's not really what I wanted. And they were like, well. And I was like, yeah, no, I mean, it's great. Thanks.
I would do exactly the same thing.
Yeah. I'm glad.
I would be in the same boat, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Do you think that they accidentally mixed up the emails and someone else got the tattoo you were meant to get?
Wow. That would explain why I have, like, I love Rhonda. On my arm.
Now that's the movie. That is like they come together with their shared tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
They see each other's arms in the street.
Yeah.
Amazing.
At the end of the game, the scores are me on 1 point. I didn't win.
Good job.
D Fidge on 2 points. Oh. Sonia DiOrio on 6 points.
Ooh.
Sam Peterson on 6 points, but our winner on 7 points coming in at the end there, Erin Michelle. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Woo.
First time.
Very good.
First time. It was all came down to that last question.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
The victory makes up for all the no sex you're having.
I'll think about it when I... Anyway.
Save the joy for later.
Hey, Erin, because you win, you get to promote yourself first. Where can people find you? People will listen to this.
Awesome. So my Twitter is at Erin Michelle BRB.
Yes.
And I have a project coming up soon that will be fun to follow on Twitter. So do that. I also have my Instagram, which is at Erin Makes Creative Choices. And that's where I post my artwork and animation as well, because I am a visual artist as well as a stand-up. That's good too.
And I should say, do follow Erin on Twitter. I'd never met Erin before. I'd never seen her do stand-up, but like her tweets make me laugh a lot. So make sure you follow Erin. If you're on Twitter, Sonia, that is.
I'm not there.
Sonia, where can people find you? You got your podcast?
Do not go to Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Do not look for me there. You can find me on Facebook, Sonia DiOrio, for my comedy stuff, or Who the Bloody Hell Are We is my podcast page. And I'm also on Instagram, Sonia DiOrio at Sonia DCs, with all my non-existent gig information coming up.
Hey, but tell people what your podcast is. I think it's really cool.
My podcast is it's personal stories of immigration. And immigration experiences. And my friend Mel and I talk about our Italian heritage and all the zany things that come from that. And then we interview a whole bunch of guests from a variety of different backgrounds who have immigrated to Australia.
Sweet. Awesome. Thank you, Sonia. Dee, where can people find you?
Oh, I don't really have anything exciting to plug, but I'm on Twitter at Figgled and Instagram at Fidge, which is my surname.
And you can also, there's a whole bunch of writing you've got up on online as well, which is always very, very entertaining as well.
Thank you.
Make sure you go read that. And Sam Peterson, where can people find you?
They can find my podcast, Confessions of the Idiots, where I read the most fucked confessions I find online every week to great guests. Also have a documentary on Fiona O'Loughlin called Lady O'Loughlin on SBS On Demand. You can find my bull riding classes at Sam Peterson Bull Rider, if that's what you want.
Hey, if you're a fan of Fiona O'Loughlin, make sure you get a ticket to this Saturday's Don't You Know Who I Am live stream, where she is one of the guests, as is Reese Nicholson, as is Zoe Kuzma, as is one more person who has not yet confirmed, but hopefully they confirm, because that'll be very exciting. That's at joshell.com.au.
I'll confirm right now, Josh. I'm coming.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks everyone for playing. This has been lots of fun. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.